It's Three Strikes. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. This might be the first one I've done. I don't know. Certainly not done one for a while anyway. But it is me who coming up with the Three Strikes this week. And to join me to talk about what I've chosen is Dan Austin, is Josh Sexton, and is Mo Stewart. So we'll crack on with the first one, which is big news story from the last couple of days. Well, one of the big news stories of the last couple of days, which is Jürgen Klopp has been fined £30,000 for being sent off against Manchester City, but avoided a touchline ban. Do you think that's fair, Mo? I mean, Chris Sutton wanted 10 games. I found an anonymous ex-referee in a Football 365 who wanted a month, just stipulated months as a ban.
Months plural?
Yes. Yeah, neither of those people have got their will. But what do you think of what he has got?
Well, I mean, Chris Sutton is normally... He's going to be gutted because he normally has his most extreme take. So that guy who wants 2 months is already blown him out of the way. I think... It's difficult, really, to work out what's fair because we're going to go and talk about the influence and all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
There generally tends to be precedent when it comes to managers losing their rack because it does happen quite often. And I don't think there was any kind of physical touching between Klopp and the fourth official, which probably did him a favour in that respect. I don't know whether or not the fact that they looked at it and thought, well, the things that he was upset about, he was kind of right.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that came into it. I'd like to think if Liverpool had any kind of appeal, they would have definitely put that in there. But the fact that he doesn't miss a ban, I think is good for us, obviously.
Yeah.
I think there are going to be people who say that it does set a bad precedent. And I can see that argument. I genuinely can. But I think that the level of the offence wasn't good enough for a ban, if you ask me.
I mean, it's a better question, I guess, Josh. Is it fair on you know, in the current parameters? Because, you know, there's a bit of a laugh about Chris Sutton there. Like, you know, when these high profile things happen, you know, people who has as Mo said, they like to be sort of on the extreme end will come out with these things. But the FA have things in place and have punishments in place for stuff like this, and a 10-match ban, unless you had a weapon, isn't going to be sort of on there really. So you know, within the context of you know what managers are doing and not getting punished and what sort of is going on, is that a better way of looking at it, do you think?